Called me last night and, well, first said, "You gonna be at church tomorrow?" I was like, "Yeah." And she let me know she was sick and she asked me if I could do the sermon. So we were picking up Hunter from a friend's house and we were talking to the mother and I said, "Kevin, we gotta go. I gotta go home and get ready for church for a sermon tomorrow." So as I got in the car, I was like, "Okay, Lord, what is it you would have me talk about today?" And patience. He kept saying patience. So here we are today with being patient. How many of us this morning rushed around trying to get kids ready? They're falling behind, they're not getting ready fast enough, or they're trying to eat their breakfast. And then we get upset and angry, frustrated, because we want them to get ready right this instant. Or maybe while you're at the grocery store in line, you're getting anxious, impatient, because you're having to wait in that line. The person in front of you's got a big cart full of groceries. Or maybe every day while you're driving down the road and that stoplight just doesn't turn green fast enough. And then when it does turn green, you hesitate for a second and the person behind you is laying on the horn. It happens all the time. But I have to say one thing that I'm OCD about is when it comes to planning. I want to know the exact date, time, where I'm going to be, and what I'm going to be doing. I get really anxious and upset if my plans are changed or get interrupted. Have you ever asked yourself, why do things happen to slow things down, or why is it that some mornings we just can't get ready on time and we're rushing? Have you ever wondered why? Why sometimes our plans get changed suddenly? Well, God knows why. And you know, I often look back on those things when we may be running late or our plans get changed or that little one didn't get ready on time. And then something happens. You may be riding down the road and you come upon this awful wreck. And it happened not too long ago. If I'd have left the house that on time that day, that could have been me. So that was God showing me that I needed to wait for him. Yeah, we need to be patient and know it's okay for our plans to change, for times to change. And not only are we impatient with ourselves, we are often impatient with God. The word patient is a Hebrew word from kwava, which means to wait for, to look for, to hope, or to expect. All of these words in themselves are very description of patience. Throughout the Bible, patience is waiting for, looking, hoping for, expecting, preserving, and enduring. If you see how God is patient, particularly with us, you can see that he is always patient with us time and time again. We need to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Often we pray for something in our lives, an answer we want right away. And many times, our prayers are not answered right away. It's answered in God's time. And we get impatient instead of being still and waiting. And of course, when everything's going our way, we really know what patience is, and we can easily demonstrate it. But the true test of patience comes when our rights are violated. Oftentimes, people think that they have a right to get upset in the face of irritations and trials. Impatience seems like a holy anger. The Bible, however, praises patience as a gift of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22, which should be produced for all of the followers of Christ. Patience reveals our faith in God's timing and love. And patience doesn't develop overnight. God's power and goodness are crucial in the development of patience. Colossians 1:11 tells us that we are strengthened by him to great endurance and patience. Our patience is further developed and strengthened by the resting in God's perfect will and timing. When we think of patience, we usually think of putting up with situations, other things happening, having patience with other people. But however, we also need to be patient with ourselves. If we are not patient with ourselves, we will cause ourselves a great amount of anxiety, maybe to the point of losing sleep or hurting our health. And this happens to me so often. I get so uptight and so anxious that I lose sleep. And then when you lose sleep, it makes you even angrier and irritable and not a very pleasant person to be around. So we often get frustrated with ourselves when we don't achieve something right away, or we fail at that first attempt of achieving our goals. We should acknowledge our failures, but not dwell on them. Patience is also linked with hope. If there is no hope that our situation will change, then there is no incentive to endure suffering and no power for patience. Hope empowers patience. We tend to grow impatient and lose hope quickly when God's answer comes too slowly to us. It's always important to understand God's sense of time. We want our problems to be solved right this minute, today, next week, or maybe in a month at the latest. But we have to remember God's time. His plans for us are not just in an instant minute. His plans for us are for a lifetime here. Patience will not necessarily make our trials go away more quickly. Neither does patience make the line shorter, the road trip quicker. But patience always makes the delay more bearable and most of the time makes the job easier. Patience is much more than an outward action of waiting. It is an inner mental attitude that helps us to be calm rather than annoyed while we wait. The blessings of patience are not necessarily outward or physical. They are inner and spiritual. These blessings come instantly as soon as we are patient. Impatience, even if it comes with waiting, cannot produce the mental blessing of peace of mind. As long as we are impatient, we do not have that peace of mind. In our society today, we've got so much crime, hatred, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and so forth. And sometimes we as Christians tend to put those folks aside and forget about them. We lose our hope and our patience with them. But we really need to pray for those. Pray for those who are struggling. Pray for those who are committing the crimes. Because they too have a right for a second chance. God doesn't give up on any of us, and he always has more patience than any one of us could ever imagine. He does not or will not give up on us. He forgives us each and every day. I thought about, as we've been studying Disciple of the Old Testament, looking at the Israelites. You know, God took them out of Egypt as slaves, and he promised them that he would bring them to the land of their ancestors. And he kept his promise. But now let me tell you, them Israelites, they really, with God, he had to have lots of patience with them, because they would be good for a while, do what God wanted them to do, and then they'd have to wait around a little bit, and sure enough, that temptation would come, and they would go back to their old ways, worshiping other gods, and God always had patience for them, and it helped with them having Moses on their side too, because every time Moses would go to God and say, God, please forgive my people, you know, you made a promise to them And he always would. He always stuck with his promise, no matter what. So we also should be Christ-like and have patience with each other and ourselves. It says in Romans 15:5, "Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded towards one another according to Christ Jesus." One of the immediate results of patience is calm, optimistic attitude. And that's what gives us a peace of mind. I'm going to tell you a story about me that I thought about when I was doing this on patience. When I was in high school, you know, we always have that little high school sweetheart, dated all through high school, got out of high school heartbroken. Then I started dating another gentleman, and we dated 4 years. We were actually engaged to be married, broken heart again. I was like, okay. So I decided that I was just going to give it to God. I had given up on men. I was like, God, if there's somebody out there that you have put in place for me, I'm just going to have to wait. I would have nightmares that I was never going to get married, that every time I got to the altar, they would run away. And so, and I just prayed. I said, God, you know, I'm going to sit back and wait for you to bring me that special person in my life. And he did. One day I was minding my own business, pumping gas, and this big old black Ford come riding by. And he turned around and come back. And he come talk to me, and I didn't know who he was. Now, he actually knew me, and he knew a lot about me. He had done a lot of studying, I guess. But actually, my next-door neighbor that I grew up with, his grandmother lived right beside of Kevin growing up, so that's how he knew a lot about me. And he gave me his phone number, and believe it or not, I gave him mine. I couldn't believe it. But the only reason why I gave it to him, because he knew people that I knew. And I was on my way to a wedding shower for a friend, and he actually was talking about her dad, how they used to hunt together and all. So as soon as I got there, I ran in. I was like, Robin, do you know this guy? He just stopped and started talking. She's like, yes, he is a wonderful person. So anyway, he called and we started dating, and we dated a year, got married. But I knew that he was my chosen one. It was so much different than all the other relationships I had. And if I wasn't patient and waiting for God's timing in my life with this person, then who knows where I'd be? You know, I might be in an abusive relationship or in the wrong relationship or with, you know, who that God didn't put in place for me. So as we think about patience, remember, be still. Wait. Don't be in a hurry. Because God's timing is our timing. And I know sometimes we get frustrated because I am particularly a big thing on being on time. My mom always taught me, if you're not there 10 minutes early, you're late. And there have been times I sit out there, Hunter will tell you, on Sunday morning, and I'm honking that horn. Come on, Hunter, it's time to go. Well, it's only 10 till. I was like, but we got to get there on time. But I need to learn to be patient and wait and listen and keep my eyes and ears open at all time. You know, sometimes when you get in that hustle and bustle, you forget about all the good things around. God may be showing you something right in front of your face. And if you're rushing and not paying attention, you lose that opportunity. Just like Melinda calling me last night and asked me, was I going to be at church today? I could have said no. I didn't know what was coming. I had no idea. But it was an honor for her to call. And I knew that she prayed before she called me, because she knows I'm not going to do anything unless it's prayed for first. And so I knew that this is what God wanted me to do. And that's what I did. Now, me and Mountain Dew were best friends last night till about 1 o'clock this morning. But it all works out. And I've got a poem here by Emily McAdams I'd like to leave you with. It's called Patience and Prayer. When we offer up our prayers to God, we want answers without delay. But sometimes God's will take his time and he'll answer in his own way. We need to learn more patience and wait for him to speak. We know not when we'll hear from him, but his guidance we will seek. God will always hear our prayers, but he may not feel what we don't need. The things that we have asked of him, could we have asked them out of greed? We should not pray for earthly things, but thank God for his care. Thank him for his constant love and for his always being there. We should thank him for the hope we have through his wonderful salvation plan, the plan he masterminded before he ever created man. We must be patient and wait on the Lord, for he'll answer all of our prayers. We must accept his answer and obey his will, and we can overcome our earthly cares. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, Lord, for the sunshine, the warm weather. Lord, I just want to thank you for each and every one that's here today to receive your word. And I just pray, Lord, that the words we heard today will remain on our heart, that we will be patient, that we will be still and listen to you and do what it is you would have us to do. Lord, I just pray for those who cannot be here today. Lord, I ask for your blessings to be upon them. Just be with us this week, Lord, and just show us how we can be patient each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.